Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight
liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a lot of it made. A lot of it made as we go into the Thanksgiving weekend. First of all, the sad killing of so many people in Waukesha at the Christmas parade on Sunday. There's an update. The perpetrator, they call him a suspect. He's the perpetrator. Darryl Brooks Jr. was led into court. And when he came in, they amended the complaint, and they may have to amend it again. A sixth person died, an 8-year-old boy named Jonathan Sparks, a cute little guy. He'd been brain damaged by being rammed by Darryl Brooks, and they did surgery on him at Children's Hospital. They did their best, but it was beyond repair. Jackson Sparks, 8 years old, died as well. So that's the sixth victim. That's one more count of intentional first-degree homicide. And it turns out now that there were 68 people who were injured. 68 people. It had been reported as 42, then 48, 68, and the information is still coming in. The commissioner set bail at $5 million cash. Darryl Brooks is not going to meet that. People have raised questions about the purpose of bail. It has a lot of different purposes. One purpose is to make sure that Darryl Brooks shows up at future court appointments. But another one is to get a homicidal maniac off the street. In other words, if somebody is a clear and present danger to the public, you can't just release them. The fact that somebody has a criminal record, even a long criminal record, is not necessarily an indication that he will do it again in the short term. During the case, most don't. In this case, sadly, he did. And this time on $5 million bail, he is not going anywhere. A bizarre video came out. You may have seen it. In the aftermath of his ramming all those people, killing all those people, injuring all those people, and the screams and so forth, he goes a few blocks away and he pulls into a driveway and parks the truck and walks up and knocks on a guy's door. Turns out it was a guy named Daniel Ryder. Daniel Ryder had been out hunting and he was watching some football, did not know what was going on. There was not a break in the football coverage of what had just happened 10 minutes ago. It was too soon. So Darryl Brooks, the guy comes and answers the door, Daniel Ryder, and Darryl Brooks goes, "I'm a homeless person. I've called an Uber, but it's cold out here. Can I come inside while I wait for the Uber, and would you call them for me?" You know, Ryder said yes. I would not have, quite frankly, and not just because I knew one thing or the other, but a guy shows up on the door saying he wants to come in. He's called an Uber, and he wants to now have you call the Uber. A little suspect, but in any event, Daniel Ryder lets him in. Daniel Ryder gives him a sandwich. He says he's hungry. Daniel Ryder gives him a jacket to wear because he says he's cold. He then goes back outside because at some point Daniel Ryder says, "Okay, thanks. Well, now you go out on the porch with that jacket and you sit outside while you wait for your Uber." And he goes outside and Daniel Ryder says, "All right, now hand me back the jacket," through the door. Suddenly, cops show up. It's an incredible video. Cops show up and say, "Get down," point a gun at him. Darryl Brooks goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, and then lies down and he's taken away. Daniel Ryder is a very lucky guy. If Daryl Brooks had been armed, that'd be the end of Daniel Ryder. But in any event, that's what happened. That's what happened. So Daryl Brooks is taken downtown in Milwaukee. I should say the crime happened in Waukesha, so it would be Waukesha. $5 million bail, cash. His return date, the next one isn't till January because the courts frequently kind of slow down around Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's too bad, but in any event, he's not going anywhere. You know, you look at that and you can say that there's nothing you can do, but I think there's a lot you can do. One thing, and we got a very good discussion going yesterday from callers, is, you know, it's a season of peace and Thanksgiving, and as horrible as this tragedy is, let's come together and out of hatred in our hearts. And that was a very good message. At the same time, now Whitefish Bay has canceled its Christmas parade. Menominee Falls, I think West Bend is going forward. I don't know about Grafton. The point is we should continue to have Christmas parades. We should continue to have 4th of July parades, veterans parades, Memorial Day parades, all kinds of parades. I like parades. Plenty of parades. There's some rudimentary things you can do at a parade route to stop people entering and exiting it. For instance, at the beginning and end of the route, you could put some kind of obstructive planters, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, or sort of actually architecturally pleasing barriers like they have around Fiserv. As you come up on Fiserv, there are these large concrete things you know, you couldn't drive a car past. On the other hand, a lot of parades, I mean, how many side streets are there? I remember the old City of Festival parades, circus parade in Milwaukee. I mean, heck, and of course now veterans parades, lots of parades. There are tons of side streets. Yes, you block off side streets. Yes, you have police barriers on side streets. But maybe the answer is to park a police officer on each side of each side street. And as a car even approaches, maybe stop the traffic a block from the parade route or two blocks from the parade route, sadly. And if anybody approaches it, be very, very firm about telling them to stop. And if they don't stop, you have to make a judgment of whether they're going to ram the parade or not. I think this is a one-off. I do not think this is like what's going on in Europe, in Nice, and some of these places where these have been ramming people in public with cars has been weaponized by extremists and terrorists. It's not that, although that did happen in the United States in two places. That did happen at Ohio State. Jihadists went up on the sidewalk and hit a guy, and in the Manhattan bike path murders, guy goes up on the Manhattan bike path and mows people down. But by and large, there have been a lot of these incidents around the country, sadly, but they appear to be one-offs. Now, there was one that did occur, you may recall this, in Charlottesville. Remember Charlottesville, a couple of years ago, Charlottesville, Virginia, beautiful town. If you ever go there, visit the University of Virginia campus. University of Virginia campus was designed by Thomas Jefferson himself. And the guy, you know, when you consider he was governor of Virginia and president of the United States and secretary of state, and at the same time, the university campus he designed, I don't know of any architect that could have done a more beautiful job. It's a beautiful university. But in any event, they were going to take down a statue of Robert E. Lee. Well, you in retrospect, you know, duh, his statue has been taken down all over the place, taken down in Richmond, Virginia, in Monument Avenue. But people went nuts a couple of years ago, all those people with the tiki torches, you know, some Ku Klux Klanners, some neo-Nazis, all sorts of weird shields and helmets and weird things. And one guy weaponizes his car and rams into a crowd and kills a woman. Kills a woman. He's serving life in prison, but a jury came back yesterday and delivered a verdict of almost $26 million on behalf of nine plaintiffs, four men and five women, who were badly injured in that melee that the neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klanners had fostered. And this was brought under the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, passed by the federal government when Ulysses Grant was president, to give people who are being murdered in the South by former Confederate soldiers, a remedy, because state courts wouldn't do anything about it. And almost $26 million. They deadlocked on two federal charges, but that money will be assessed against the individual organizers and all of the groups that organized this march. So something has been done to fight back on that front, but we haven't seen the end of this. Governor DeSantis in Florida pushing a statute that would immunize criminally and civilly anybody who runs over anybody in a protest, if you believe that. This debate is still going on. Pay very close attention. Going to a break. Line still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.